KOLE service in the public interest. The Port Arthur City Council Parent Teachers Association presents its weekly program, tonight conducted by the DeQueen PTA Group. This particular program is under the direction of Mrs. Elton Thompson.
This is the DeQueen PTA bringing you a program from station KOLE. This morning we attended a City Council PTA meeting at Franklin School. All reports were being given, and suddenly we heard Mrs. Aaron, the PTA president of the City Council, announcing that DeQueen had charge of the radio program tonight. She asked us if we would like to tell them about our program. All we could say was that it was to be a big surprise and to be sure to listen. The big surprise being that we had no program at all, and it was a big surprise to us. But we have a group of boys and girls tonight from DeQueen students, from DeQueen, who are here tonight to save our face. This is a very impromptu program. We've had no rehearsal, and we don't know ourselves just how it's going to turn out. First of all, we have a little girl from kindergarten. Would you like to tell this radio audience your name?
Mary Carmen Fredman.
Mary Carmen Fredman. Mary Carmen, how old are you?
Five and a half.
5 and a half. And what are you going to do for us tonight? I believe you're going to say a little poem, aren't you, that you learned in the DeQueen Kindergarten. All right, Mary.
I had a little toy and he lived in a box. He sang to a pole and he climbed on a rock. He snapped at a mosquito and he snapped at a flea. He snapped at a meadow and he snapped at me. He caught the mosquito and he caught the flea. He caught the meadow, but he didn't catch me.
Thank you, Mary. That was fun. That was Mary Carmen Fredman reciting a poem she learned at DeQueen, in DeQueen Kindergarten. Now we have a young man who is going to play a piano solo, Bobby Barnes. What are you going to play for us, Bobby? March of the Wee Folks? All right, Bobby Barnes. Bobby, that was fine. Bobby's just beginning in piano, and he just did fine. Bobby has a very talented young sister here this evening who plays the accordion. She's going to play a selection for us now. Catherine Barnes, what are you going to play?
A waltz, Abundance.
That was Catherine Barnes playing the accordion. Thank you, Catherine. I overheard Sissy Fredman the other day asking her brother Bill something about antifreeze. What was it, Sis?
Say, Bill, how do you make antifreeze?
I don't know how.
How to pajamas.
And now we, at our microphone tonight, we have a couple of cowboys. These cowboys are from the second grade, high second, and they're going to sing a cowboy song for us now. Henry Fredman and David Thompson.
Across the prairie, the cowboy will ride. Spurs on it, loose and the rope at his side. For from the red cap he travels this day. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay. Here he comes twirling the rope in his hand. Soon he will lasso the cattle to brand. Work time is over, he gallops away. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay. My time is falling, he opens his pants, rolls out his blanket, and sleeps on his bed. Settles a pillow, no roof but the dark. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay.
That was a couple of cowboys from the high second of the Queen School. They just rendered a cowboy song. Thank you, boys. David Thompson and Henry Fredman. And now we have another selection from Miss Catherine Barnes. What will it be this time, Catherine?
Old Folks at Home.
Miss Catherine Barnes playing Old Folks at Home. Thank you, Catherine. And now we have a couple of boys here, William Fredman and Joseph Lowenstein. I think they want to ask each other a question or two.
What do you expect to be when you graduate?
A very old man, I'm afraid. The doctor gave him a prescription and told him to fight no matter what happened.
What happened?
He broke his arm doing it. The prescription blew out of the window. Do you know what they call lemons in Alaska?
No, what do they call them?
Why, lambs, of course.
What would you do if you were in my shoes?
Get a shine.
Thank you, boys. And now the McInnes twins are great for us piano selections. Ladies first, Jerry. Jerry and Judy McInnes. Judy, what are you going to play?
In Hanging Gardens.
In Hanging Gardens by Judy McInnes.
Mm-hmm.
was Judy McInnes. Thank you, Judy. And now Jerry is going to play. Is that right, Jerry? Jerry McInnes playing Swaying Pine. From weakness to knowledge and power, to the sky from the clay and the clod. To beauty and sweetness it grows under care. Neglected, 'tis ragged and wild. 'Tis a plant that is tender, but wondrously rare, the sensitive soul of a child. So be tender, O gardener, and give it its care of sunshine and of warmth and of light. And let it not lack for thy painstaking care to protect it from frost and from blight. For a dead, glad day will come when its bloom shall unfold. It will seem that an angel has smiled, reflecting a beauty and sweetness untold in the sweet, wistful soul of a child. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and this concludes the program tonight, and I want to repeat that it was very impromptu. There was no rehearsing, and if it went off well, it was as much a surprise to us as it is to you. Thank you. This is the Queen School PTA signing off.
This has been another KOLE feature in the Public Interest, the weekly program of the Port Arthur City Council Parent Teachers Association. Tonight's program was conducted by the DeQueen PTA Group under the direction of Mrs. Elton Thompson. Be with us again next week when the Port Arthur City Council Parent Teachers Association will present another program on KOLE. Remember, that's next Wednesday evening at 7:30. This is KOLE Port Arthur, Texas, 1340 on your radio dial. Now we present a transcribed interlude.
Hummingbird, his song is never heard.
But everybody is gay when he comes winging that way.
Around and around he'll dance while sweethearts all romance.
He's just a merry old clown who can't be settling down.
Follow the birds are twittin', he's a guy who's smitten. Never see him sitting on his bed. He never was a singer, but he's some humdinger. He can hum or ring around the rest.
So when you're feeling glum, come take a lesson from
this tiny little thumb-thumb and hear the hummingbird hum.
Dad's written, he's a guy who's written. Never see him sitting on his bed. He never was a singer, but he's some humdinger. He can hum a ring around the rest.
So when you're feeling glum, come take a lesson from
this tiny little tom.